Going to talk about the topic that I'm going to talk about here today is going to be the economic view the impact of the overhaul of the NMPC on the economy. The title is An Economic View into the Overhaul of the Petroleum Sector, Its Impacts, and What is Expected to be Done for Maximal Gain. The overhaul of the petroleum sector . I hope you can all hear me.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, it's on record as okay, it's on record. So today I'm going to be talking about the impact of the overhaul of the Nigerian petroleum sector. I'm going to talk about the overall impact on the economy. When you actually listen to the news, you notice that the Nigerian inflation have gone up again. I think this time is about over 30% inflation, and inflation is a very is an indicator of the health of the economy. In the UK here, inflation is between the range of, if it's too high, 5%, if it's too high, but they try to manage the inflation between 2 to 3%. But Nigeria, we are currently at 30% over 30%, which is quite high. The impact of high inflation can be felt by everyone in the economy, because when you go to the market today, the following day, the same thing that you bought, they will tell you that the price have increased. So the reason why I'm bringing up inflation, because it has relationship with the petroleum sector, the Nigerian petroleum sector. Now the petroleum sector is one of the core sector in Nigeria that is producing about 70%, 70 to 90% of the foreign exchange, that is the foreign currency, the petroleum sector. Yeah, so it's very, very important. And we need the foreign exchange for the settlement of international transactions. Yeah, if you have adequate foreign reserves, then your currency will be much more stronger. And if you have a stronger currency, then you'll be able to reduce inflation and to develop more, because most of the things that you import will be cheaper. That is a simple economics. The petroleum sector the Nigerian petroleum sector is currently under the purview of the NNPC. The NNPC, they are the regulator. They are also the government body that is responsible for issuing licenses for the sales of the oil, whether oil, that is, let's just say crude oil, and gas, all those, the natural resources that we can attribute to petroleum sector. So the crude oil, we know when they distill crude oil, you can get a lot of, you can get premium, that is PMS, you can get jet fuel, you can get gas in the process, but not directly from the crude oil. You can get in the exploration, you can get gas. You can get diverse kinds of oil. And now we have Dangote that is using the crude oil to, when he refines it, he gets lots of products from it, even the product that he uses in making plastics and fertilizers as well. So there are a lot of things that you can get from the petroleum sector. And like I said, the NNPC is the one that oversees, because the natural resources that is in the land belongs to the federal government. The federal government is the only one that have the right to extract natural resources, unless the right is being sold to, is being given to private sector, so you can give it to, but the federal government is the one that have the sole right, no matter where the resources is in the nation. So the NNPC acts as a representative of the federal government in taking charge in the petroleum sector, in deciding who gets what. And so the NNPC sells the certificates for the rights, is informal certificate, sells the certificate for the exploration, for the drilling, for the exploration of the oil from anywhere in Nigeria. The NNPC is the one that is responsible. They are the one that also are responsible for receiving the revenue, and they use the revenue, they have a portion where they use the revenue to also intervene in subsidy, because they have to import finished product. So they use the revenue during those period when they have subsidy. But at this time, the overhaul is that because the NNPC was the one that was solely responsible, and they are the one that decides. But now we have a new player in the system. We have Dangote Refinery. And there has been a lot of confusion because now we have local refinery. The Dangote is also demanding to have access to crude oil, and NNPC is the only one that have the right to, according to the law. Then, but now they have reversed the law. There's a new law that they have passed on, which is the overhaul, which now grants NNPC to now extend some rights to Dangote Refinery and to cooperate with Dangote Refinery. And one of the cooperation, one of the overhaul that comes is that the Dangote Refinery is not going to buy the crude oil in dollars, is going to be naira. So there's going to be a naira swap. So instead of Dangote buying the crude oil in foreign currency, is going to buy it in naira. And that we, because of that, that will help to put less pressure on the foreign exchange, because if that doesn't happen, if Dangote buys it in foreign currency, or if they don't sell it directly, but if they don't sell it directly to Dangote, at the start, Dangote was buying the crude oil from overseas, from the US, like at the beginning when he started. And the reason for the overhaul is to make it in such a way that Dangote will be able to access crude oil in naira, so that those foreign currencies that they will use to buy crude oil, to buy fuel, you know, refined product. They buy it in foreign currencies from other nations. Now we have a local refinery. Those foreign currencies, we'll be able to save them, you know, and to use them to buffer, to increase our reserve. Our reserve now will now be have the opportunity to breed, to increase the reserve. And the more reserves that you have, the more the CBN is able to intervene in exchange market, in foreign exchange market. And if the CBN have more foreign exchange to intervene in foreign exchange market, that will reduce the pressure on Naira. Yeah, that means Naira will begin to appreciate. Now we have currently, the Naira is in the black market is about 2,110, 2,110 Naira to £1 currently now. You understand? So for you to be able to get £1, yeah, you need 2,110 Naira. Before it was 250 Naira. 250 Naira. So you can understand the difference. So, you know, most of the things that we have in Nigeria, most of the things that we even produce, the things that we have in Nigeria are imported. Even the ones that we produce in Nigeria, they have the materials, the input that they use to produce those things are they are imported. So when the currency is depreciating, that is, you need more and more Naira to get £1. When it's depreciating, the cost of these materials goes up. That's what pushes inflation up. So the petroleum sector overhaul is to allow Dangote to buy the crude oil in Naira, not in dollars, so that we'll be able to have more of the we'll be able to have more foreign currencies, more dollars, so that the CBN will be able to increase the reserve and to make the Naira to appreciate. It's a quite broad topic. That is actually the intention of the overhaul. The overhaul is to directly reduce the pressure on Naira to increase the reserve, the foreign reserves of Nigeria, so that the CBN will be able to through monetary policies, will be able to reduce inflation by appreciating the Naira. But we know that the system, currently the overhaul has not been that smooth, because there has been people that have been fighting, even Dangote, because now they are talking about Dangote's refinery having the capacity to be able to produce all the premium spirit, that is the fuel that Nigeria ever need, even the one we need we need for the flight for airplanes, that is the aviation jet fuels. We can also produce adequately. It's even in exporting some of it. So the overhaul has not been smooth. There are some, you know, vested interest in the system that has been fighting the overhaul of the petroleum sector. I think the other day I was listening to the news about Dangote and the the interactions with between Dangote and the NNPC, and I think that also that's what led to the president over reshuffling the managing directors, because the relationship has not been that smooth, because there are vested interests that, according to what you're saying, that they actually do not want the refinery to actually function. If the overhaul is carried out how it is in the paper, it's going to actually lead to one, to increase, it will lead to increase in our foreign reserve. If that happens, if it leads to increase in foreign reserve, it will put less pressure on the naira. And when it puts less pressure on the naira, inflation will reduce drastically. And how you begin to see reduction in inflation is when you begin to see the naira appreciate, because everything is tied to import. Everything that we produce in Nigeria is tied to imports. And one of the areas also this overhaul, we have a greater impact in the Nigeria economy is through transportation. How many minutes have I got? Sorry. Left. I think I started at 15.
Yes, you have 6 minutes more.
6 minutes, okay. So one of the areas is the petroleum, the overhaul of the petroleum sector we have impact in the economy is in the area of transportation. And the transportation, actually now, the current fuel price is over 800 naira, I believe, 890. What's the current fuel price now at the moment? Per liter. If you know, do you have any idea, MP David?
I think as of yesterday, it was a 920.
Okay. Yeah. So actually, if the overhaul of the NNPC goes as planned, it should have led to the reduction of the fuel price. From my own estimation, we should have been able to get that price less than 500. If the overhaul is done properly, there's a lot of things that are involved. You wonder why they are not able to release, like, the politics that is behind. Dangote needs about 48 million barrels of crude oil per year. Yeah, that's what he needs to be able to produce. To be able to produce to its capacity of 600,000 liters of fuel daily. And out of that 48 million, the NNPC is only supplying 10%, according to the news, 10%. Then the rest is he's importing them. You understand? But according to the rules, according to the act that they passed, the act mandated that NNPC supply Dangote a full measure of the crude oil that he needs in his refinery. And that also should be passed on to Nigerians in terms of price reduction, according to the overhaul. But for some reason, for some technical reasons, which I'm not able to discuss, they've not been able to adhere to the full mandate of the overhaul. So that is the reason why the price is still very high. Of course, we are talking about overhaul, but yet we are still not seeing the benefits of the overhaul of the petroleum sector. From my own estimation, if we walk in the spirit of the overhaul, as in the reasons why the intentions of the overhaul, we should see price going down to less than 500%, to less than 500 naira per liter, at least. Yeah, because that will reduce the pressure on foreign exchange and also will lead to the reduction in inflation. Even the fact that we are currently experiencing even high inflation at the moment will tell you that the overhaul has not been successful as planned. It has not been successful as planned. And one of the indicators of the overhaul working is reduction in inflation. At the moment, this is what I'm able to deliver. I just have 1 minute. If there are any other questions, if there are questions, pull up. The floor is open. Thank you, MPs.